going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll get to some of your calls and text messages. Right now it's time to take a look at Scoot's news briefs. Despite what President Trump is saying, China denies any suggestion it is currently in talks with the U.S. over tariffs.
President Trump and China are offering different views on whether talks are ongoing about U.S. tariffs. Yesterday, after his Treasury chief said there were no formal negotiations over the taxes, the president was asked if he's actively engaging with China.
Everything's active.
This morning, China's foreign ministry denied it, with a spokesman saying, for all he knows, Beijing and Washington are not having any talks on tariffs. Hours later,
they had a meeting this morning, so I can't tell you, it doesn't matter who they is.
The president has said things are going well with China, and he's shown interest in reaching a deal to lower his massive retaliatory tariffs, saying earlier this week he'll be very nice and not play hardball with President Xi Jinping.
We're going to be very good to China, have a great relationship with President Xi.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Yeah, well, since Donald Trump never lies, then I believe Donald Trump. So obviously there are talks with China. I mean, why would I believe China? Trump doesn't lie. Donald Trump's approval rating on the economy is down to 37%. Not good. With the future of Trump's trade wars still unclear, most Americans are concerned about the economy.
Most Americans are bracing for higher prices as a result of President Trump's tariff policies, according to a new AP NORC poll. As we look at the data, it shows there's widespread anxiety and uncertainty about the economy after Trump imposed and then partially suspended hundreds of billions of dollars a year in new import taxes. The poll found that about 7 in 10 Americans think prices will increase because of Trump's tariff policies. And about half are extremely or very concerned that the economy will go into a recession in the next few months. Trump's base is still standing behind him. Republicans are much less concerned about a potential recession than Democrats or independents. But the findings are alarming for a president who was widely perceived by voters last November as the best candidate to handle the economy and specifically the best candidate to tame inflation. And Americans are much less sure about the possible economic benefits. Only about half think Trump's tariff policies will increase jobs and manufacturing, and relatively few of those think Trump's approach will result in a big increase.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see what happens. But I have to be honest and say that I don't know that Kamala Harris would have had any answers either. And as I've often said, the president doesn't have that much to do with controlling inflation. Even though Trump said that before the campaign, or during the campaign. All right, speaking with reporters, President Trump said that he is hopeful that Russia and Ukraine can reach a deal.
I think they both want to make peace. I do believe so. There's a lot of hatred there. There's a lot of very bad blood, a lot of distrust. But I think I hope we're going to get there for the sake of a lot of young people that are dying. I have my own deadline, and we want it to be fast. And the prime minister is helping us. He wants it to be fast, too. And I think everybody in this, you know, at this time in NATO, they want to see this thing happen. So we have a deadline. And after that, we're going to have a very much different attitude. But I think that has a very good chance of getting done.
Well, we don't know what the deadline is, but we know for sure it wasn't day one. Russia doesn't seem to be ready to end the war after killing 9 in the Ukraine capital yesterday.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's cutting short his official trip to South Africa and returning home after a Russian strike on Kyiv killed at least 9 people and injured more than 70. The Russian attack on Kyiv came hours after weeks of peace negotiations appeared to be coming to a head without an agreement in sight. President Donald Trump lashed out at Zelensky on Wednesday, accusing him of prolonging what he called the killing field by refusing to surrender the Russia-occupied Crimea Peninsula as part of a possible peace deal. Zelensky has repeated many times during the more than 3-year war that recognizing occupied territory as Russian is a red line for his country. I'm Karen Chamas.
You know, I appreciate that Donald Trump did tell Vladimir Putin to stop after this attack. He said he told Putin to just stop. But I don't know that he's going to. State and local election officials are meeting to consider President Trump's executive order to change how elections are run.
The U.S. Election Assistance Commission's Standards Board is holding a public hearing in North Carolina on President Donald Trump's March 25th executive order that directs the independent federal agency to update the National Voter Registration Form to include a proof of citizenship requirement. It also calls for revising guidelines and withholding federal money from any state that accepts ballots after Election Day. Voting rights groups, the Democratic Party, and Democratic officials in 21 states have filed suit, saying Trump is exceeding his authority under the U.S. Constitution and interfering with states' power to set election rules. Trump, who still makes false claims about the 2020 presidential election, says the commission must take appropriate action within 30 days. The ID requirement has caused widespread concern that it will disenfranchise millions of voters who don't have a passport or other documents to prove their citizenship. I'm Donna Warder.
All right. Disgraced movie mogul and certified trash bag Harvey Weinstein is back in court today.
Harvey Weinstein, the one-time Hollywood mogul turned Me Too villain, is back in court for a retrial in his Manhattan rape case. Now, Weinstein was convicted in 2020, but that conviction was overturned last year by New York's highest court, the Court of Appeals, so he was back in court on Wednesday for opening statements. A jury of 7 women and 5 men, the opposite of the jury that convicted him in 2020, heard from a prosecutor who described the allegations of 3 women who say, one of them says Harvey Weinstein raped her in 2013, and then 2 other women say that Weinstein forcibly performed oral sex on them in 2006 in separate alleged incidents.
Was there any bigger supporter of Donald Trump than Sarah Huckabee? Sarah Huckabee was, in the first term, Donald Trump's press secretary. She lied for him day after day after day. She was right there with him, a diehard Trump supporter. Well, now he's giving her the shaft. Because Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is governor of Arkansas, is now trying to repeal this decision to withhold, for Trump withholding, disaster relief to help with the tornado damage. The tornadoes in Arkansas. Tornadoes in Arkansas, and Trump wants to withhold the funds. Now, if FEMA is effed up, then you fix FEMA. But you still have the government help out the states, because I don't think the states are prepared to deal with all of this. So just remember this. If you voted for Donald Trump, and God forbid we have a hurricane, and the administration and FEMA are going to give you nothing, how are you going to feel about that? But that's a possibility.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.